Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Among the renowned figures in history is Julius Caesar, ruler of Rome and assassinated by his allies.
But he was already ailing from an illness which historians long thought was epilepsy. Instead, a new theory claimed Caesar had suffered a series of mini strokes.
Given the descriptions of his symptoms from ancient writings, this new explanation is a simpler and more logical diagnosis.
It's unusual for epilepsy to first strike adults, yet that's when Caesar developed symptoms which included limb weakness, dizziness, and headaches. Those who wrote about him include Plutarch, who described Caesar as not being able to stand when the Roman Senate honored him.
Plutarch also wrote about Caesar being so affected by an orator that his body trembled and some of the papers he held dropped out of his hands. Caesar also had developed an unpredictable personality and depression. The study's authors argue all of these are symptoms compatible with mini-strokes.
Though he was a remarkably fit man well into his 50s, Caesar had a family history of immediate relatives who died suddenly. Pliny the Elder noted that Caesar's father and another relative died suddenly while putting on their shoes.
This suggests he may have inherited a genetic predisposition for cardiovascular disease. But Caesar may have wanted to be an epileptic, because at the time, it was considered a sign of divine possession.
We may never really know what ailed Caesar, but it's always fascinating to decode the lives of great historical figures using the tools of modern medicine.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.